On the show today, we have Sea Ledger's very own John Ainsworth giving us an update on Sea Ledger, as well as the advent of digital ID during COVID and a whole lot more, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. John Ainsworth from CU Ledger. John, how are you doing these days?
Good to see you. A little different than the last time we spoke.
I think so.
What the new norm is, but it's not where we were for sure, right?
No, you are exactly right there. Yeah, the last time we saw each other, I think it was GAC, and that seems like a decade ago. So how things have changed.
And I even have like my really cool like mask now, you know.
That's good luck.
Mask you have, but you know.
Glad you have that handy, sir. Hey, we're talking about today kind of the evolution of CU Ledger. And we were talking before the recording, you guys have moved from CU Ledger 1.0 to now CU Ledger 2.0 and really pushing the whole digital ID thing. Because when the whole pandemic started, one of the first companies that I thought about was you guys and your MemberPass, the digital ID solution. And I thought, oh my gosh, the timing is amazing. I mean, yes, the pandemic is horrible and all that type of stuff, but the silver lining here was the digital ID and how necessary it is now that we're looking at it. So I just want to get your take on that and kind of the evolution of CU Ledger and MemberPass and where you guys are now from where we were 6 months ago to where we are now is incredibly different.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting. And obviously this has been a journey for us, and we're from, you know, close to 2.5, almost 3 years from kind of when the research to action started. And, you know, digital ID at the time, as we started off with, you know, kind of blockchain and digital ID, it's been a continued discussion point, but it was more like, you know, hey, what is it? Where's the world headed? What's really interesting is this is a season where it's kind of like, what does it actually do for me? And, you know, we oftentimes talk about, well, has the pandemic hurt us? Is it, you know, creating headwinds? And obviously, I think we're all empathetic for what credit unions are going through right now. You know, I've got a loss in non-interest income. I've got to double my loan loss reserve. I've got a budget for next year. So we're all kind of walking through that. What was really interesting with the pandemic is now that, you know, you've got, you know, members walking into a branch with masks. They're going through a drive-through and they've got the mask. And now we're in this kind of touchless kind of environment where I don't want to give you anything. I don't want to touch anything. So the fact that digital ID creates that touchless, secure connection, whether I'm calling in or I'm driving in or I'm using an ITM, that actually has helped, you know, kind of advance. But it's really more of a privacy technology, privacy security, not about blockchain at all.
And so this is kind of the evolution of it right now, because we were talking again before the recording, and like now there's fintech, there's all these techs, but now there's privacy tech, which is what MemberPass really is, because this is, you know, keeping, you know, obviously everything secure, private, but you're able to use this digital ID pretty much anywhere, especially at your credit union. And this is kind of the credit union's the foundation of it all, right?
Yep. No, and it's really interesting because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we've got fintech and there's a lot of great, you know, credit union CUSOs that are kind of in that swim lane. You know, we've got reg tech, you know, a lot of it related around AML and KYC and compliance.
Yeah.
New evolution of privacy tech is actually fairly new. I mean, you're really starting to see a lot of monetary investment follow it, but I think the realization is that now that we're digital forever, as my good friend Mark Siebert, you know, kind of, that has a big implication. You know, I had the opportunity for breach and problems with security before, you know, phishing, you know, hacking my SMS codes, that's always been there. But you think about just the increase in usage, you know, 200-300% overnight has just magnified that. So privacy tech, privacy and security is, you know, really a pain point right now. And, you know, when we first looked at kind of blockchain, you know, there were a number of use cases that we were exploring. You know, identity was certainly one. You know, we had CU Pay, which was a POC around, you know, blockchain and payments. And where we've landed now is the hype's kind of gone. And so really privacy, you know, technology is where we've landed. And I've commented in 2017, the Gartner hype cycle actually called out blockchain as one of the emerging technologies. Mm-hmm. You know, Gartner, they take, you know, 1,500 technologies and they kind of evaluate where's the hype, where's the actual forecast. They just came out with the 2020 and blockchain is not even listed. You want a separate category. And so you could easily say, well, my gosh, that was kind of, you know, something in the wind and it had no merit. What is on there is bring your own identity. And underneath that, blockchain is actually one of the components. And that's effectively what MemberPass is. You know, Mike, he owns MemberPass. It's on his device. He decides where he wants to use it, how he wants to use it. You control it. So that is by design. So that kind of bring your own identity is actually where this has landed. So for us, it's no longer about blockchain. I mean, you won't see that actually in our name. In fact, you won't see Ledger in the market, right? So Ledger as a name has kind of gone beyond hype.
Right.
You'll see a lot about privacy technology where we're taking distributed ledger, we're taking biometrics, we're taking enhanced photography, we're taking AI, and all of that Rubik's Cube is all designed to keep Mike more safe and secure.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we definitely need today, especially in these really uncertain times. And that kind of brings me to my next question here is like the importance, the significance of this to credit unions today to really continue to differentiate, to stand out in this world, I don't know, ever-changing world of financial services. And so this is one way that they can really stand out, right?
No, absolutely. And so, you know, obviously keeping our members safe and secure is of the utmost importance. And, you know, keep in mind too, a digital wallet, just like I have a physical wallet, where there are other credentials that I can hold in that. And, you know, we're mindful to not be over-evangelistic, but I can have proof of my employment. I can have proof of my income. I can have other proofs that say, you know, hey, John's a pretty good guy. You know, Mike's a pretty good guy. And so that portable identity is actually something we're not creating it. I mean, that's coming out of the World Wide Web Consortium. So the world's going there. But it's really essential for credit unions. Because if you think the implications of it, if I'm a credit union and I let's say, for example, Apple actually control the ID for Mike Lawson, well, I just kind of gave up that relationship. That would be like I gave the physical member number to Apple and said, hey, this is how we're going to identify Mike when he comes in through an Apple relationship. We would never think about that. Right. And then all digital, credit unions keeping that central digital ID for their members is a really, really important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, and that just adds to the value, the stickiness of the credit union, because again, these are the times when you really want to put your foot on that accelerator and stand out again. And this, again, is something that can do it. And it's really, you know, pardon the 90s term, but it's very cutting edge stuff. Because when you first started talking about this, John, it was really hard to wrap my head around. This is like 3 years ago. I'm like, gosh, this sounds really cool. But I feel like I stepped out of an episode of The Matrix. But now we can really see the practical usage of it, you know, thanks again to these crazy times we're in. And it seems like this is really ripe for credit unions to take advantage of.
Well, I think your point's well stated. I mean, you know, everyone loves the technology, right? And it's always classic. Are you using tech to solve a problem, or you actually have a problem that you're finding tech? So that's all great. And we've proven the tech is a more safe and secure and private solution, right? So that's great. So we know we're giving Mike a better solution. Okay, well, great. Well, what does that do for me? And at the end of the day, it's all about convenience. And so, you know, one of the kind of aha moments for us in MemberPass was, you know, hey, we actually know who Mike is. We actually can determine when Mike comes up, right? And then we can actually help Mike with a more kind of, call it a VIP experience, right? Mm-hmm. So what came to us is we're kind of creating the Starbucks for banking in that I know Mike's coming on. I know what Mike wants to do. And I'm going to get Mike through more quickly than the next person. So that convenience actually is, you see the tagline, revolutionizing hello and banking.
I love it.
That's really what we're saying the value is. You know, used to Mike would come into the branch and I'd say, you know, Mike, it's great. It's good to see you again. You come to the drive-through. Well, I don't have that privilege anymore, right? And I've got another kind of intermediary between us. And so it's kind of like, well, how can I say hello? And the practicality of where MemberPass is being deployed is, hey, if I call in, press 4, go to the front of the line.
Right.
Hey, coming into to the branch, go to that line. That's the MemberPass line. That'll get you through faster. If I'm driving through, go to that line. So, you know, Gordon Howe called it kind of the amusement park, the golden EAC. I kind of liken it to Easy Pass on the highway.
Yeah.
Get me to the front of the line and make it more convenient. So we're doing that in a safe, secure way, but it's kind of, what does it do for me today? So I think that's the other importance is, you know, it's great to forecast on technology, but at the end of the day, it's kind of add some value, and convenience is what we're all after about.
Right. No doubt. And so where do we go? What are next steps for credit unions here, or next steps for even for you guys as well? Because this is actually really exciting. I love to see, because the next 6 months, 12 months is going to be some amazing innovations going to be happening, and you guys are right there in the mix. So what do you see coming down the freeway here?
Well, a lot of it's on execution, right? So as we mentioned back at GAC, we had some customers coming on. So we actually have 10 customers that will be deployed this year. And we announced PSCU and their pilot, and they're coming online. So it's real. So for us, you know, the announcement will be out that you can actually go to the App Store or Google Play, download Member Pass. It's real. So real, you know, real product, real customers, real members. And so for us, it's actually deployment. And, you know, again, the pandemic, because of the actual issues with masks and so forth and touchless, has actually accelerated that. So
yeah,
we're calling this kind of CU Ledger 2.0. You know, CU Ledger 1.0 was about, you know, kind of distributed ledger blockchain. You know, CU 2.0 for CU Ledger is really about privacy, technology, and security. So you'll see less. You won't see Ledger at all. You really won't see anything this next year except Member Pass,
because okay.
You know, brand. It's all about privacy, technology, and keeping everyone safe and secure.
And the beauty of this, John, is as well as this stuff takes seconds. You know, I mean, it's just it's super seamless, and it's only going to get better and better. So that's even better news about it. So,
well, it's a really good point too, because if you look and you know, we've got actual demo video. We're taking it down to less than 15 seconds, whether I'm actually calling in or I'm walking into a branch or I'm actually going through a drive-through or whether I'm ATM, you know, the industry average is somewhere to 90 seconds. And to have that done in a private, safe, and secure way, that is, you know, is a pretty good experience. So omnichannel is the word everybody uses, but, you know, omnichannel in under 15 seconds, we're pretty proud of.
nice combo indeed. Really cool stuff. So where can folks go? Obviously go to memberpass.com and find out the latest and greatest there, or where else can we go?
Memberpass.com. That'll actually let you see the live demos. You'll actually get to see it in action. You can actually go download it off of the App Store.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But of course, we're always available to have the conversations, and you'll be seeing a lot of us virtually. I don't think any of us will be in a physical location, but I'm always glad to be a resource, and you know, we're here.
Indeed. All right, John. Anything else to add? Any other final words on this? Because it's always changing, as you well know.
The only thing was, I'm so proud of the credit union community. You know, obviously, the new norm has brought a lot of challenges. And I think in industry, we have responded well, and we're still passionate about taking care of our members.
Yep.
You know, we'll get through this. And so really happy to be part of the community, and just hope everyone continues to be safe until we figure out what the new norm is.
You got that right, for sure. Well, I mean, it's actually, again, like I said, it's really exciting to see what you guys are doing. And it's exciting for credit unions as well to kind of be the foundation of it all. So well done. Keep up the good work. And let's keep tabs and see how you guys are doing in the next 2 or 3 months. See where it's headed, because it's going to change.
Fantastic.
All right, John, appreciate it. Well done.